MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Vernon Sinden, head of logistics at Investec. Vernon, appreciate the time. South African exporters, importers, significant shift in trade logistics. This kicks in October. Transshipment model comes into effect. Goods bound for the US rerouted through key European consolidation hubs before reaching the US. Two questions to start with. Is this both and sea freight? And secondly, why the change?
Thanks, Simon, and thanks for the chat and hello to your listeners. And I think just to touch on that, it's mainly for ocean freight for now.
Mm-hmm.
And the change comes into effect from October. And the reason why I say that is because Maersk, generally that have a direct sailing to the US East Coast ports, is taking out their trade routes and going via Europe. But that being said, it's not that we're not going to have any kind of route into the US.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see that MSC is also going to have their trade route from South Africa into the US. And the talk is that they're additionally going to add some additional vessels as well.
Okay, so it's not a fundamental change. It's importantly, it's not anything to do with tariffs. Great not to have to chat about that. And this must create some opportunity. I mean, this shift to Europe is not insignificant. Going through the European hubs, I imagine there must be, I mean, I'm thinking products. I'm thinking maybe even rates in a sense that could benefit local business.
Yes, I mean, if you're talking exports, I mean, that's where I think there could be a little bit of disruptions, because the reason why I say that, you know, the transit time through to Europe, going via Europe to the US or going to Europe, we have to look at commodities. What kind of products are we looking at exporting into the European market? You know, we look at automotive, we look at perishables, that might be products that we could generally export into Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And these are products that have been exported into the US. I mean, US is our largest trading partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And second largest trading partner. And third to that is Germany. So it just makes sense that we do partner up with Germany. We look at bilateral trade agreements with Europe and see what products we can leverage on and exporting through to that region.
Absolutely. An opportunity coming. And in essence, in the world of tariffs and everyone looking to new trade partners, this really could help strengthen relationships with the European freight forwarders, logistics and the like, and sort of rise our visibility as a market into Europe.
Yes. I mean, I think if you're looking at building partnerships with freight forwarders or local service providers, I think the first thing that they look at is volume, right? And they look at predictability. And I mean, if you're looking at predictability, you know, we don't want to make assumptions. We have to look at data that we have had in the past.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you're talking from a rate level perspective, that's what the freight forwarders are looking for in terms of volumes, predictability, and then they'll sign like a longer term rate validity with you instead of it being spot, you know, so we can look at it at a quarterly basis or a yearly basis. But what they want from exporters or importers is some sort of forecast of volumes to make those kind of deals.
And what about, and you mentioned it, it's sort of the whole idea, it's going to create some challenges with inventory planning, ordering cycles to this new schedule. I mean, in essence, it's a change, but firstly, get ahead of it, and it's going to need to be sort of smoothed out and sorted.
Yeah, so I think, again, we have to look at the data, you know, and we have to look at last year's data and, you know, we have to have some sort of predictability. Otherwise, you're making assumptions and it's opinions, you know. So we're looking at suppliers and we have to look at production costs and, of course, you know, consumer behavior. What we're seeing in South Africa, if you're talking from an import perspective, we're going into peak season now, so the volume should be increasing. But, you know, what we have seen is that we're going to early peak because of what we've learned. And obviously, I'm talking back in COVID days, where we pay quite expensive, you know, school fees, where inventory is being imported in advance, but then, of course, you know, then they're holding stock, which is not ideal because there's a cost to that. So what we're seeing is volumes are decreased, and, you know, consumers or importers in South Africa are ordering stock just in time. They're trying not to hold high stock inventory levels.
Is that just in time? I mean, it was one of the, you mentioned COVID there. One of the things with COVID was a sort of a move away from a just-in-time supply chain to, some people have called it just in case. In other words, onshoring and the like. Does that suggest, can we really put a pin in it and say the logistic challenges and supply chain bottlenecks from COVID are fully behind us?
Yes and no, if I can say it like that. And the reason why I say that is because, again, we go back to the data and we go back to the analytics. If we look at what we experienced years ago with COVID and what we're seeing now, of course, you know, the behavior and supply chain has shifted dramatically. So I think we've learned from that. And, you know, the shipping lines have also learned from that, where we're talking about when we go into peaks. Of course, we're not going to see the kind of rate levels that we saw during COVID just yet. And I don't think anytime soon, unless there's a major disruptions. But yeah, I think that is in the past. But but a lot of learnings came out of it. And then I think that's why a lot of supply chain and behavior from importers and, you know, customers have changed.
Yeah, we're smarter for it. It was a horrible way to get smarter, but we are smarter for it. And that's probably doing us a lot better. A last question. We're 6 weeks out from this. We've talked around the speed to market process. Is our local industry ready for it? Because this could create some challenges in what is going to be a challenging year with tariffs already. Are our exporters ready?
Yes. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, I can only talk about what we know now already and what's been announced in the media, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the G20 is coming up. We've seen Steenhuisen, he's trying to make bilateral deals with China. Yeah, so in the past where we've seen exports going through to the US from a perishable perspective and automotive, you know, and with the tariff that's come into effect from August, of course, we're needing to find and diversify and find new trade partners. And this is something that I think that we're doing now. And those are the conversations that we're having now. But again, it's very fluid. It can change. But the thing is, you know, when we come to the G20, I think that's when a lot of the deals are going to be signed. But preempting, the conversations are happening now. So that's very positive.
Yeah. And I take your point. It is fluid. I mean, that's probably the word of the year for 2025. And let's see what comes out of the G20. We'll leave it there. Vernon Sinden, Head of Logistics, Investec. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.